Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
So, I mean, are you reading 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I'm afraid not. But this is an old joke. Have you ever heard the joke?
No.
You want to hear it? Yes.
Well, let's show everybody your shirt and describe it for people at home.
Knock, knock.
Wait, you should describe what's on your shirt.
No, you'll understand when I tell the joke.
But at home, they have no idea what's on you.
Oh, but the chat room does. Well, there's a banana knocking on the door and some more bananas and an orange.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
If it's the same thing again, is it?
Knock, knock.
Can we get a break? Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Banana, banana.
Okay, thank you. Oh, boy. You're with the woman who's stalking me. That's good. Yes, yes.
We're all stalking
me. You're all stalking me?
We're from the chat room.
We came from 5 states to be here today.
From the chat room?
Yes.
You left your virtual comfort?
Yes.
This is our chat room?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
We're the losers you love so much.
Yes, the losers we love so much in the chat. No, I don't think of... I don't usually chat, do I? I'm not in the chat room.
No, but we chat.
We chat about you.
You do? Who chats on our end?
Adam.
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 Is he a good chatter?
Very good, yes, yeah. Yes.
But not as good as you.
And what, I mean, what do you chat about in the chat room?
Oh, the subjects are endless.
Just while the show is going on, Adam, my producer, is chatting with you.
Yeah.
A little.
A lot of times we'll talk about how great the show is going,
yeah.
Or we'll have suggestions.
Suggestions? From the chat room. How nice. Any suggestions for today? If you would, are you chatting during the show here?
No, I'm not.
No. You're chatting?
I have my iPad, so it works.
Were you chatting during the show?
For that, yes. Yeah. Okay. To let everybody know, to make sure they watched.
Yeah. What?
They all want to hear Jeff's Minute.
Yes, Jeff's Minute is probably the most spectacular thing that occurs during a show.
And we didn't hear it today.
No, you did. That's pretty much the way it goes most weeks.
A lot of times he has the microphone a lot longer than 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't do much more with it than that.
I can't help that.
He stalls and does the wine cooler jokes, and then the phone rings, which is a prop, of course.
Yeah. Well, not my department.
Is it a little disappointing to see it in person after you know, watching it through chat room?
No, this is the 5th time I've seen your show live in person.
Oh, okay.
First time at Monona, though.
Yes. Okay. So but it's a different experience, isn't it, to be here?
Yes.
Would you feel much more comfortable if you were in your room somewhere with your iPad?
I don't do iPads. This is more fun.
Okay. We don't live in our parents' basements. We don't.
No.
Not at this point.
No. Not at this point.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We're losers, but not.
The chat room. Is there a name for our chat room?
What do you know, chat room?
What do you know, chat room, ladies and gentlemen? Live and in the flesh.
Where did they come from? You said 5 states.
5 states.
Huh? 5 states. Not all of them physical, either. The 8th grade violinist and volleyball player, McKenna Coyne, is here from Grand Haven, Michigan. She is an 8th grade violinist. And is that you? How are you? Okay, let's say hello, because this is a new card. I don't know if we'll do the toilet paper usage question or not. It's really not. It's not any of your business what I do with my toilet paper, I don't think. But I'd like to meet you, because you sound like an interesting person. Got to get you to stand up. Just say hello, everybody. This is McKenna, everybody. From Grand Haven. And you're a violinist.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many years have you played the violin now?
Since I was in 4th grade.
Yeah. Did you start with that Suzuki method or?
I don't know.
No.
No.
Just lessons and so forth. Do you think you want to play the violin for, you know, a career?
I hope so.
Oh, well, excellent.
Yeah.
And are you part of the orchestra now?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an 8th grade orchestra or is it the high school orchestra?
It's just the school orchestra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you guys perform? Well, it's the summer now, but
yeah.
You go to any of those summer music camps kind of thing?
I take private lessons in the summer, yeah.
Which you like better, violin or volleyball?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
If you had to choose between being a volleyball player and a violinist, it'd be a tough choice.
Well, with volleyball, you're, like, more active, so yeah. I don't know.
If you combine that, it'd be ideal. It would be difficult, and you have to buy a lot of different violins, probably.
I don't know. I like violin.
Yeah. And how is your summer? Are you having a great summer, or can't you talk because your folks are here? Oh, you're not? Okay.
It's a good summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good summer?
Like, good.
if you're in Grand Haven, Michigan, and you're a young person, where do you hang?
At the beach.
At the beach? Mm-hmm. There's a beach in Grand Haven?
Yeah.
Nice beach?
Yeah.
Which beach is that?
The Grand Haven Beach.
Oh, that's a well named. And so all your crowd hangs out there?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see maybe at some time at Grand Haven. Do you hang out at Grand Haven Beach?
Not really. I live here.
Oh, you live here. Okay. You know this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. That's all right. Thank you very much. All right, so where do you hang out then, smart guy?
In the house.
At your house? You don't leave the house at all?
No, sometimes. Like now.
No, okay. Well, thank you for leaving your house and coming. Regina Donor. Donner. High school chemistry. Oh, okay. It's like Breaking Bad kind of high school chemistry. There's so much you can do with chemistry nowadays, you know. And when I was a kid, it was just chemistry. But now it's a series. In Whitesburg, Kentucky. Whitesburg, are you in the hill or the holler?
I'm in the holler.
You're in the holler?
Yes.
Just a short throw from the hill, though.
Yes, the hill's on both sides of me.
Yeah, well, that's nice. And that's Whitesburg. Now, place that in Kentucky for us.
Right in the coal fields, right like in the corner where Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia come together.
They all come together?
Yeah.
And yet they stay apart.
Yet they stay apart.
And a holler, you get much light? I mean, can you have house plants and stuff in the holler?
The sun comes up about 10 o'clock and goes down about 3 o'clock. Yeah. So if you don't hang your clothes out between those times, they don't get dry.
Yeah. So can you hang them out on the hill, or would they object to that?
They would object to that.
And is this your family holler? Have you lived in this holler?
No.
Several generations?
No. Well, there are several generations. Everybody in the holler is related to each other except me. I'm a foreigner. That's what they call me because I'm originally from Alabama, but I've been living in Kentucky for 32 years now. So you're never from there unless you were born there.
Right. So the next generation, like any offspring that you have?
Yeah. My son is from there.
Yeah.
So, well, he wasn't actually raised in the holler. He was raised out on the main road.
You were raised on the main road?
Yes. Very wealthy.
But that's not the hill still. I mean, that's just the main road.
Yeah, it's nice.
But after he left, I moved up in the holler.
You moved up in the holler?
Yes.
Where were you before if you had to move up? If you had to move up to the holler, you must have been...
I was actually out on the main road raising him, and once he was grown and his brother and they left, I sold that house because it was too much for me to take care of, and I just moved to a smaller place up in the holler.
Up in the holler. Mm-hmm. But did you have relatives already in the holler that you moved into?
I had good friends who lived in the holler. Yeah.
Just a holler away?
Yeah, just a holler away. That's what they were.
That's a good friend.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. And chemistry teacher?
Yes.
How's that going?
I'm not the favorite one on the block.
No?
No, most kids kind of, and when I tell people I teach chemistry, they go, ugh. So, yeah, I'm not really the most favorite person in the school building.
After Breaking Bad and all that?
Yeah, especially, yeah.
Especially after. And that's, you say, a visitor holler. I've seen, sort of.
So, like, if you've been in West Virginia or Kentucky or Southwest Virginia, then you've been in a holler. Most people.
I've never been invited into a holler.
Well, you're invited. You can come to the holler. I invite everyone to the holler I meet. Yeah. These are friends of mine.
Are you in the hills or the holler?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh. The hills or the hollers of Chicago?
Yes. And it's true. There's no sunrise or sunset. But it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
And And you as well?
First time I met the Holler girls. they're just staying out at the big house with all the bedrooms. So they're just staying there.
So that's,
but I've invited them to the Holler, so yeah. So they're going to come to the Holler. Yeah. So you're invited as well. Come to the Holler.
What would we do in the Holler? Is it a big Holler? I mean,
no,
a lot of people.
It's not a big Holler. I can get you moonshine. We'll have a country cooked meal. We'll sit out on the porch in the afternoon. You can see the deer come out in the field and stuff, and you just kind of
sounds great.
It's real relaxing.
Very nice.
It's very moonshine? Private. You know, you don't have to lock your doors. It's real nice up there. I kind of like it because it is at the head of the Holler. And if you're at the head of the Holler, the only people that come out your road are the people that are coming to your house. So there's nobody passing by. There's nobody bothering you.
Are there people in the rear of the Holler as well?
No, there's no one behind me. I'm at the very back of it.
So the head of it actually is in the rear.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Head is in your rear in the Holler.
Yeah.
And
The mouth is where, see, you know, a holler is where a creek has done out the land, it's done and made it low. So the mouth of the holler is where the creek hits the river. The head of the holler is up at the back end of it. Okay. That is kind of odd. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. But yeah.
So there is just like a cliff wall behind your house?
It's not a cliff wall. It just it keeps going up. Yeah. You know, there's not a...
What would you call it? It keeps going up. That's not a cliff? Something that keeps going up. What would you call it?
Well, a cliff is something that comes off straight. It's a gradual. You could actually walk up it. You can hike up it.
I see. There's a gradual rise up to the expensive homes up there.
There's no expensive homes up there.
That sounds great. Thank you, and you'll probably see me there.
Okay.
Regina.
Okay.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you as well. You was raised good. Let me tell you that. You was raised good. Started on the main road, but you still got that holler. Feeling. Who in this room has the same number of Tour de France titles as Lance Armstrong? Would you raise your hand if you have the same number of Tour de France? You have the same number? What? Zero. Okay. All right. Say that again.
Zero.
All right, man. Zero. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for that. It's a Nash hold again. Oh, you know, we didn't get to Greta. And Greta actually is a very interesting question, I thought. And we got waylaid with all the other Nash holds and trying to figure out who they are and who they're related to and everything. But Greta had an interesting question here. She's from Stoughton, and she goes to school. She's entering the fifth grade. We'll be entering the fifth grade. Do you have your doubts about entering the fifth grade? Or you pretty feel good about it, right? You could go right to the sixth grade and skip the fifth grade. How are you?
Good.
Do you like science and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is that why your question is based on that sort of thing?
No.
What are your other interests? Do you like science? What else?
Art.
Art? You draw, paint?
I like to draw.
What sorts of things do you like to draw?
Just anime and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, cool. Well, that's very cool. All right, your question. All right, you want to ask? It's kind of interesting.
I don't know. I know that humans are involved from monkeys, but what did monkeys evolve from?
Huh? They never talk about that, do they, in this so-called evolution theory? You know, maybe they evolved, maybe they devolved from earlier humans. And it's just like a big circle we keep going through, you know. Planet of the Apes, you know, whatever. Stoughton of the Apes, it could be. Where, you know, and I have no idea, but that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Greta. Nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. Who's this now? Is your sister? And your name is?
Genevieve.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Is Greta pretty nice to hang around with?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, you guys do stuff, play stuff, games?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game presently?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer, too. All right, nice to meet you. Hello again, Nash Olds.
Hi.
And related peoples, and I'm sure I'll be back here before long. You guys have like 90% of all the cards in my stack. My wife and I came to What Do You Know for our first anniversary, and now we're celebrating our 40th birthdays. Not quite that bad. Plus, we brought our daughter who has never heard the show. West Plate, is that right, from Seattle? Oh, there, okay, there's Wes, okay. Wes with the shirt there. We call him Wes with the shirt. Hi.
Hi.
Your first anniversary?
Yeah, we came here on our first anniversary back in 2001, is that right? And then we came here again, and then we saw...
You should know that, man. Yeah. You don't stop.
And so we're traveling the Midwest in an RV from Seattle. This is sort of our main destination, but we're all the month of July we're going to be traveling, and we came out to see, and my daughter had never seen the show, so we brought her out. And so, yeah, we're just glad to be back.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that this is your main destination. I mean, the concept is very, you know, it sounds great.
Well, I think that we came here for that first anniversary, so we have all these fond memories that are probably fonder than they actually were, but we have really...
Of the marriage or of me?
I think it's all one thing now.
I mean, but you came for the anniversary. You didn't actually meet through What Do You Know.
No.
Those are wonderful stories,
too.
I can't
remember why we chose to come here for our first anniversary. Yeah. But
you remember?
Yeah. His sister and her husband were having a wedding reception out here. They had just gotten married out in Seattle, and they came out here to Chicago because he's from Chicago. So we came in to Madison. And
did you get away from that?
We came here first and then drove into Chicago for the reception.
Yeah. So. Am I unchanged, pretty much?
You are unchanged. We've also seen you in Seattle, and you were unchanged in Seattle.
I never change, you know. They said I would never change, and I haven't. You know, it's kind of a disturbing, really.
You never age. It's like Dick Clark.
No, I never age. No, he's dead, however, so that's a little... But he still hasn't changed. He looks fabulous.
All through his years, he never changed.
No, never changed, and then just died, and I never knew why. He looked fine, and there's no reason for him to have died. And so, okay, so where do you go from here?
We're going to go down to Chicago after we spend a few days in the Dells. We've never been to the Dells, so we're hanging out there. We're going to go see some friends in Illinois, and then we'll start heading back west. Hope to be back by the beginning of August.
Yeah. You do all drugs coming through sand?
No, we did go through Spearfish. We drove through that place. Yeah. And we really love the Black Hills area, the Badlands. And
looks like you did your hair. He looks like he got you there.
Yeah. What do they call it? Yeah, this is I've done this myself. Yeah. I'm getting pretty good at it. Yeah, so we've just had a really great time. Yeah. So,
well,
yeah, thank you for letting us come back to visit.
Can we equip them somehow? What do we have to equip their RV
the remaining miles? There's a game, a church game, but I don't know if that would work on the road.
Church game?
Yeah, church bingo.
What do you know game because
we could
famous.
Give them a What Do You Know game.
Yeah, give them that. See?
How about
excited
that?
Excited about that. It comes with a bobblehead.
It's
What Do You Know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's life-size.
Little bottle as the RV's bumping down the road.
That sounds like a great,
put it right
a great
on
choice. Yeah, so it's What Do You Know, the party game. It includes contestants, an audience, questions, scoring chips, and the always cheerful, ever-bobbling Michael Feldman. Bobbling.
Ever-bobbling, yes. Even when I'm bobbling, I'm
here. Right. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Oh, what happened there?
Oh, sorry. They need to re-oil my seat here.
All right, here's a chance to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. In case you didn't have a chance last time, this could be your chance this time. And I'm thinking that there's, Mr. Tour de France? I noticed that he wasn't raising his own arm, though. That's always a little suspicious. And that, in fact, it fell back into his lap when not being supported by you. Did you want to do this, or...?
Sure.
Yeah, you're just a little reluctant. I know. Okay. You can show? No, that's all right. Come down here, let's see if you qualify. So far, no one has never not qualified. But it could always be a first, you know. So are you a biker, a bicycle rider type guy?
Sometimes, when the weather's right.
Yeah. Are you still mad at Lance Armstrong? A little miffed at him?
No, I was just checking the Tour de France updates this morning when I was filling my card out.
Oh, okay. And your name is?
Graham.
Graham, give me one good reason why you should play the What Do You Know quiz, besides the fact that your arm was lifted by someone else.
My mom wants me to.
His mom wants him to. Very sweet that a young man can do whatever is necessary. In this day and age, that familial bond is still very important. Have a seat there if you would. Graham, What are you doing these days, Graham? You working or school?
Yeah,
or?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
What kind are you? We got lots of engineers here.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Mechanical?
Yep.
Did you try other kinds and you decided you like mechanical best?
I dabbled.
You did? What did you dabble in?
A little bit of chemical engineering, but...
Chemical?
Yeah.
Not for you, though, huh?
Not for me.
No. Why?
Because chemistry's hard.
Chemistry's hard. I got someone I want you to stay with in the holler here, and then she'll straighten you right out. Chemistry's hard. So mechanical engineering is like bridges and things like that?
Yeah, motors, pumps, things of that nature.
Motors, pumps, and bridges?
Not so much bridges.
Not so much bridges. Oh, that's civil. Thank you very much and for being civil. And, mechanical. Oh, motors and pumps and things.
Yeah.
Okay. But big ones.
Yeah, depending on the situation.
Yeah. Are you working right now in that field?
Yeah, I'm an engineer for Evonik right now. It's a chemical company.
That's a pretty good job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And where are they located?
Mapleton, Illinois.
Mapleton, Illinois.
Yeah. Among other locations.
So, like, when you come in the morning, what do you do?
I pour a cup of coffee, turn my computer on.
What are you supposed to be doing? Let me put it that way.
Making sure that the buildings don't blow up and things of that nature.
Very nice to know that you're on the job there. Make sure from pump issues, anyway.
Yeah, things like that. So they don't.
Are you monitoring actual pumps?
No, I'm making sure that the computer system does its job, and they shut off when they should and turn on when they should, and they don't mix things, they don't pump two liquids into the wrong tank and things of that nature.
So you troubleshoot these various systems?
No, I just make sure that they don't cause problems.
Isn't that troubleshooting?
I guess.
Okay, I don't want to quibble with you. You're the engineer, I'm not. I'm just a layman. Well, that's cool. And how's your personal life? Good?
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Good. Real good or just pretty good?
Pretty good. It's pretty as detailed good? As I like to be.
Okay. No, I that's all I want to hear, to tell you the truth. I like to know that someone's is. That's, you know, that's just... Okay, that's good. Graham, some out there plays along with you. It's a general knowledge quiz. Are you familiar with this at all?
Yeah, I saw it the first round.
Okay. Don't go by that now. You can't go by that.
He seemed to do pretty well.
Yeah, it went pretty good. And what does he need to know, Sarah?
He has a partner who calls in. Mm-hmm. And the number to dial is 1-800-942-5669. And you ask the person on the phone a qualifying question. If they pass, then the two of you together make up the team who will try to win the quiz.
Okay, we're looking for a percentage here. That's always fun. Percentage of people who say it's sometimes okay to double dip your chip when dipping. What? Okay, let's go to the phones right now. There's John in Marietta, Ohio. John.
Yes.
Looking for a percentage here. How many people, percentage-wise, say it's okay to double dip on some occasions? Percentage-wise.
Oh,
you know, like, give me a number like 23, 24.
Sure, I know percentages.
23, 24, 25%, something in there.
Any particular source for this information might have been published?
No. Don't try to look it up or I'll have to kill you.
So it's a wild guess.
23, 24, 25. Some percentage is what we're looking for.
40.
Okay, thanks, John. Pam, let's say you're driving to Missouri and someone asks you the percentage of people who say it's okay to double dip their chips sometime. Would you say, what percentage would you say? One in five?
So, 25.
That's what, 24% then?
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. Pam, are you driving?
I'm the passenger.
Oh, okay. You're okay then, okay? Why are you going to Missouri?
Yeah. We're on our way through Missouri to Arkansas to visit my daughter.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good. Did you bring something?
Bring a dish? No, just our joyful selves.
Okay. Well, that's all you need. Don't bring anything, really. You don't have to.
All right.
Pam, this is Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Pam.
You guys kind of rhyme. I think that's pretty cool. All right, the two of you are a team right now. You work together. We're running a little low on time here, but we'll get through this. I know we will. What categories do we have, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school. Had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends?
Okay, Pam, what would you like?
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. By law in China, People must do what regarding their aged parents?
They have to visit.
That's right. Unless you disagree, Graham. You have to visit them. Okay, that's good. That would be...
One right, zero wrong.
Okay. Graham, one of these.
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Things you should have learned in school.
Here it is. Neanderthals. Did they grunt or pretty much talk like you or me do?
I'd say grunt.
Or talk pretty much like you or me do. Those are the two. I don't know if you heard the other one. I was grunting a bit when I said it.
I'd say grunt.
This new discovery of about Neanderthals and rethinking of this.
Or grunting.
Grunting? Is yeah. Grunt? No, I'm sorry. They talk pretty much like me or you do.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
That's okay. One right and one wrong.
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll come back from that. What's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Pam.
Science.
Science it is. Would you say that elementary particles of the universe pretty much experience the same space-time or not?
As each other? That?
Yes. Would elementary? You say... That elementary particles of the universe, the ones the universe formed, are pretty much experience the same space-time, or not?
50-50. I'd say yes.
Yes.
I don't know, though.
What?
Yes, they did.
Or no?
No. Thanks, but no.
Yes. No.
Huh?
No.
Yes or no?
Everyone says no.
Yes or no.
Can't go with the crowd, can you?
I'm going to trust everybody.
Okay. She says. He says no.
No.
Yes.
I'll go with no.
Yes, no, they had their own space times, obviously.
Okay. That's two right and one wrong.
There it is. Now we can do this.
And
we
the categories are people, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds, and ends.
Pick quick.
People.
Here it is. People. The only thing worse than working is not working, going to a Tupperware party, or being sick in bed. Quickly.
Not working.
Not working, going to a Tupperware party, or being sick in bed, according to people.
Sick in bed.
Sick in bed?
Sick in bed is right. Holy cow, what a comeback. One liner like that.
Graham, you and a guest can go right after the show to picturesque Iola, Wisconsin with passes for this weekend's Festival of Automotive History, the 41st Annual Car Show, and Swap Meet.
Right.
Pam, find out who first made money and get the lowdown on the God Particle. And what do you know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know. And there's more.
Faster.
However, I need to say, it's Big Top time. What do you know? We'll be under the canvas at Bayfield, Wisconsin for Big Top Chautauqua on Saturday, August 3rd.
Faster.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International.
Faster.
Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks for coming. Graham, hang there a second. Pam, hang on. We'll get that to you. Okay. Did a great job. Thanks, Graham. Not embarrassing at all.
PRI, Public Radio International.